Colin Plant, a longtime drama teacher at Saanich's Claremont Secondary, was pleasantly surprised this summer to learn that two of his former students were starring in one of the world's most prestigious theater events, the Stratford Festival, in a production of Romeo and Juliet. Determined to watch them perform, Plant booked a flight to see the show in person. "I began to plan a summer holiday where we could go and see them," said Plant. "It was so wonderful to see these boys on stage." After the play, Plant caught up with former students, Jonathan Mason, who portrays Romeo, and Stephen Howe, who plays Benvolio, Romeo's cousin. "It was truly wonderful to reconnect with them and hear how their lives had evolved since being students at Claremont," Plant said. Interestingly, the program Plant taught to Mason and Howe over a decade ago became a foundational influence on their careers. Though they attended Claremont High at different times, both actors recognized the pivotal role Plant played in their development. For Mason, who hesitated between pursuing sports and the arts, Plant's class proved to be the defining factor in his decision to fully commit to a career in acting. "Colin created this great year-long drama program that I signed up for, and I decided that this is what I wanted to do," he said. "It was really all-encompassing and gave us a chance to experiment." For Howe, who immigrated from Xi'an, China in 2012, Plant's program served as a bridge for a smooth integration into Canadian culture, as well as providing him community that allowed him to flourish and reach his full potential. "I grew up wanting to be a Hollywood star, but in grade 9, I caught the bug for theater acting and I just haven't stopped since," said Howe. After their time at Claremont High, both men serendipitously met years later, thousands of kilometers away, while performing at one of the world's most prestigious theater festivals. Romeo and Juliet. At the beginning of 2024, the two artists auditioned for roles in the 400-year-old Shakespearean tragedy Romeo and Juliet. After several weeks, Mason and Howe received news that they had been cast as Romeo and Benvolio, respectively. Fortunately for Mason, who had some free time, he prepared for the role by immersing himself in extensive readings and practicing for countless hours with fellow actors. Romeo, often seen as a naive young lover who meets a tragic end, is actually a rather complex and nuanced character, noted Mason. "For me, Romeo represents a journey into adulthood," he said. "Over the course of 3 days, Romeo goes from being a teenager to being a fully grown man. As he pledges his life and love to Juliet, he has to fight Tybalt for her, whether he wants to or not, and eventually makes the ultimate sacrifice by giving his life to the woman he loves." While portraying a Shakespearean protagonist presents its challenges, Mason noted that the brilliance of the 16th-century playwright lies in bringing vivid characters to life. "What's so special about Shakespeare, as opposed to other writers of that era, is that he had the incredible ability to capture the essence of people," said Mason. "When you read it, it doesn't feel like you're reading a writer's perspective that is imposed onto the characters. You really feel like you're reading the perspective of each character." Even after more than 4 centuries, Mason believes that Shakespeare's play remains relevant in today's contemporary context. "Beneath the romance of two Italian youths caught in the crosshairs of their feuding noble families lies a profound poetic essence. The tragedy is that they felt they had no other recourse when all they wanted to do was love another person," Mason said. "It wasn't the fact that they loved each other that was wrong. What was so tragic was that they weren't allowed to love each other." Howe, who shares the same appreciation for Shakespeare, added the playwright's talent for crafting relatable characters facilitated his transition into his role. "Benvolio is Romeo's cousin as well as his confidant and I think one of his closest friends," said Howe. "He's very grounded and seeks peace even though the world that we operate in, as our director would say, is a world of violence. Benvolio in Italian literally means goodwill, so I think that sums up his character perfectly." Throughout his adolescence, the actor noted that Shakespeare offered more than just entertainment, it served as a means to learn English and connect with his new homeland. After years of hard work, Howe now feels fortunate to be part of a rich legacy of actors who have trod the stage of the Stratford Festival all the while breaking new barriers. I'm overwhelmingly grateful to work as an actor, do what I love the most, and share it with hundreds of people, said Howe. Being Asian Canadian, it's a special thing to not only work but also break the mold in the Western canon. I feel quite tremendous and I have a lot of pride. Equally proud, Mason noted that playing Romeo marks a significant milestone in both his personal life and career. It means everything to me, said Mason. Not to get too cheesy, but it was a lifelong dream. When I was a kid, there was a Stratford Festival poster always hanging on a wall, at home, and to me, the pinnacle of doing classical theater in North America was at the Stratford Festival. To be able to do a show that's a 3-hour meditation on love is the greatest gift I could have been given in my acting career. Having played twice a week since May and continuing through the end of October, while also performing understudy roles in between, the two actors noted that this summer kept them busy. When asked about their plan following the festival, both mentioned migrating to Toronto to pursue respective projects in theater. However, both mentioned having an interest in making it onto television or the silver screen. Nonetheless, Plant is sure his former students have what it takes to succeed in their new endeavors. After watching them shine this past summer, I have no doubt they will continue to leave their mark in Canadian theater in the future, said Plant. Actors Jonathan Mason, Wright, and Stephen Howe proudly pose with their former Claremont secondary drama teacher Colin Plant. Photo courtesy of Colin Plant.